Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into this podcast. Bless your soul. I thought, why not move on with a bit more of the Gospel of Thomas? Might as well get close to our brother Jesus. I do identify as the brother of Jesus, James. So we'll move on to 43 of the Gospel of Thomas. I suggest listening to the earlier ones. See podcast 4 and 5 for sayings 1 to 27, and then the last one takes you up to 42. And then we'll start from 43 and see how many I get through today. I don't really plan much. Haven't even picked up the book for, I don't know, a year or so, but it feels like it's time now to probably go through to the end on these next podcasts. I'll attempt not to talk about too much else, but obviously I might mention things that are currently going on as I did in the last podcast. So here we go. 43, his disciples said to him, "Who are you to say these things to us? You do not know who I am from what I say to you. Rather, you have become like the Jewish people, for they love the tree but hate its fruit, or they love the fruit but hate the tree." I don't know if it's insult for Jewish people, it's just the truth, and people find the truth insulting because they have some egoic response to it, the separated from self-response. They go into shaming themselves for not knowing the truth and self-flagellation, and then they'll lash out even though someone said the truth and it's true. They've had an emotional reaction to it. So he's saying the people, I'm going to say in modern times and where we are in 2022, I would say you could exchange the word Jewish for Bill Gates people. Yeah. So let's go for it again just to recap. His disciples said to him, "Who are you to say these things to us? You do not know who I am from what I say to you. Rather, you have become like the Bill Gates people, for they love the tree but hate its fruit, or they love the fruit but hate the tree." So they are contradictions. They love the tree of lies but hate it when this tree becomes divine, and then its fruit becomes the truth. Or they love the fruit but hate the tree. So they might like the false fruit, but when they'll hate the tree when it becomes the tree of truth, because they're living in a world of conflict with God, conflict with truth. So it's just saying these people are living in conflict with the truth. They don't want to go towards the truth, and you know, it's a tripped out way of saying it, but that's what he means from my perspective. As with all these things, there could be 10 layers of truth, 20, infinite. It's just based on some perspective of what I see through my higher self, through my soul. Psychologists like Jordan Peterson, he might say it differently. Probably, well, he would say it differently for sure, but I'm sure he would get to some truth. But I would like to actually hear his response on that one. Maybe he could come on the podcast. 44, Jesus said, "Whoever blasphemes against the Father will be forgiven, and whoever blasphemes against the Son will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either on earth or in heaven." So this speaks to the separation aspects of being. And I think there was a choice before you came into form. So you were a soul, or you are a soul. And before you had flesh, you were given a choice. And that choice was Okay, you would never be separate from the Holy Spirit. It would still be within you, but you will be separated from the Father and the Son, which you are in many, many sense when you become in the mother's womb, the womb of creation. Then your Father isn't there and the Son in the sky isn't there. You can't see the Son when you're in the womb. You might feel it, but it's gone. And then the Father also is then disconnected from you when you do see the light, because it's been cut off in all forms, and there's been this illusory reality led by people like Bill Gates and his friends, whoever they are. I don't know how someone like that has friends, but well done. Fooled a lot of people. There's that going on. So you come into this earth still connected to the Spirit, so blaspheming against it, saying you're not from the Spirit, saying is basically saying you haven't got a soul. And you start lashing out against your own soul. Unless you start forgiving yourself first via your higher self, you're screwed. It's like eternal suicide. So that's what's happening to people who are following Bill Gates at the moment. 45. Jesus said, "Grapes are not harvested from thorn bushes, nor are figs gathered from thistles, for they yield no fruit. A good person brings forth good from the storehouse. A bad person brings forth evil things from the corrupt storehouse in the heart and says evil things. For from the abundance of the heart, this person brings forth evil things." Well, it's a poetic way of saying, yeah, you better have a good heart or you're going to bring forth evil, which is why I've been calling out the corrupt evil and so many mothers around the world who are awoke to this, and fathers, and even children and teenagers and young adults who are fighting back against Bill Gates and his friends' ways. And, you know, that's the way it is. And so it's going to be obvious, if it's not already. I mean, it's obvious to many people that this evil, corrupt system has taken the hearts of many people around the world, and we're offering healing, many of us. I mean, I have my website, heartinitiation.com. What do you think I'm doing? I'm offering a bridge to people to go on a healing journey that's loving. It's not a harsh journey. The first chapter of my book and the first module in the heartinitiation.com course /join is about self-love and loving your body and going through a process of healing your body. And that takes a month to go through. And then the second month is healing the past. Then we move to emotional mastery in the third month. And, you know, it goes on from there. Healing the inner child, healing the inner masculine, healing the inner feminine. Embodying unconditional love, creating a vision of the future, and then sacred sexuality is the last thing that we get to. It should be the last thing. We should have been taught those things when we were about 7 years old. Obviously not sacred sexuality, but that can come later in the teens. 46, Jesus said, "From Adam to John the Baptizer, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John the Baptizer, so that his eyes should not be averted. But I have said that whoever among you becomes a child will know the kingdom and will be greater than John." So he's saying, John is a great guy, but you can become a child of God and embody your playful and curious nature into what the truth is, then you're going to step into the divine even further than he did. So that's good. 47, Jesus said, "A person cannot mount two horses or bend two bows, and a servant cannot serve two masters, or that servant will honor the one and offend the other. No person drinks aged wine and immediately desires to drink new wine. New wine is not poured into aged wineskins, or they might break. An aged wine is not poured into new wineskin, or it might spoil. An old patch is not sewn into new garment, for there would be a tear." So, opening part, you can't serve two masters, you know. It's either God or Satan. The truth or Bill Gates, pretty much the same thing. Then we got, you don't drink the aged wine and then want to drink new wine. When you choose the truth, you don't go back to Bill Gates. And then new wine is not poured into aged wineskins or it might break. An aged wine is not poured into new wineskin or it might spoil. An old patch is not sewn into new garments, for there will be a tear. We're just not going back to Bill Gates stuff ever again. That's what he means there. 48. Jesus said, if two make peace with each other in a single house, they will say to the mountain, move from here, and it will move. That means heal yourself, your inner masculine and inner feminine within, and then your divine child will rebirth itself into the kingdom of truth. That means do it now, and you can be the most powerful being that you want to be in your life. Now, if you want that kind of stuff, and that was me channeling Jesus a little bit to do some weird advert for inner healing at heartinitiation.com. So if you're into that, then join. If not, go back to Bill Gates. But he's not really going to help you. 49. Jesus said, blessed are those who are alone and chosen, for you will find the kingdom. For you have come from it, and you will return there again. Now, clearly he means that you need to spend time alone figuring out your true divine self at truedivineself.com. You can be alone on a website and look at the map on there. And then you ask your higher self to enlighten your soul to where to go next in your healing journey. And then you just keep doing that over and over and over and over and over again for 10 years and then you're done. For you have come from it and you will return there. That means it's all going to be fine. 50. Jesus said, if they say to you, where have you come from? Say to them, we have come from the light. From the place where the light came into being by itself, established itself, and appeared in their image. Now that's the first part of number 50, and that clearly means we have come from the truth. And that means we're going back to the truth. And we appeared from the truth of the divine. And we're going back to that now. And then the second part of 50 says, if they say to you, is it you? Say, we are its children, and we are the chosen of the living Father. If they ask you, what is the evidence of your Father in you? Say to them, it's motion and rest. Now, that's clearly what someone would say if they've been on their own and they realize what life is all about. They go into knowing about their true divine self and realizing the creative force that comes through you when you access your true divine self and align with your divine plan by clearing everything in the path that is in the way, that is cut down on the forest, that is part of your own beings that separated you from the divines, that you need to put back in integrity with your own being because you are the one here. Doing all of that is creative forceful action, motion, and then rest, because your body needs to rest. You have a body. You need to play. You need to go to nature. You need to eat well. You need to rest. I'm not always in this state. I do chill out from reading out the Gospel of Thomas. I didn't pick it up for 2 years because it's like I said on the last podcast, it's like how Hunter Biden feels when he's smoking Parmesan cheese and crack. He said that. He did that. That is not blasphemy. So, we love you, Bill Gates. Yep. What else? 51. His disciples said to him, when will the rest for the dead take place? And when will the new world come? He said to them, what you look for has come, but you do not know it. That is all factual, and I do not need to translate any of that. Apart from maybe the dead meaning all the Bill Gates fans. That's all he means. So, that's literally it. 52, His disciples said to him, 24 prophets have spoken in Israel, and they all spoke of you. He said to them, you have disregarded the living one who is in your presence and has spoken of the dead. I've edited that slightly to has because I don't have, doesn't sound right. So he's saying to the disciples, stop talking about other prophets outside your own self. You're not even looking at your own I am self, which is on truedivineself.com, the map. Cheers, Jesus. And 53, his disciples said to him, is circumcision useful or not? Now, I already went through this one. Podcast episode 72 is Genesis 17, chapter 17, pure blasphemy, hashtag yes. So that's worth listening to be honest. I don't think I need to go through this one again on this podcast because I'll just bore you if you've already listened to that one. If you haven't, go back to it after this. That's all I need to say there. Well, I need to say, no, fuck it. I'll just read it to you so you know what it is, but I recommend going back to that podcast. His disciples said to him, is circumcision useful or not? He said to them, if it were useful, children's fathers would produce them already circumcised from their mothers. Rather, the true circumcision in spirit has become valuable in every respect. Now, briefly, I'll just say that the disciples are referring there to Genesis 17 because, but that's clearly what that chapter is all about. They're all ripping into that chapter of the Bible. The Jews and then the Americans have got a lot, and people who circumcise have got a lot of explaining to do there in front of God, explaining why they chose Satan. 54, Jesus said, blessed are the poor, for yours is in heaven's kingdom. Now, I think I'll leave this as the last one because it's, I think, seems like a good place to stop. Blessed are the poor, for yours is the heaven's kingdom. So that clearly means it doesn't matter how much money you have at the moment, nothing's relevant to what is coming if you're in the righteous ones, if you're in the truthful ones, i.e. not a fan of Bill Gates and everything that he represents, which I went through on the podcast Conscious Capitalism, episode 65, that one. So if you're not following what Billy Boy does, then yeah, you're going to be in a good state in a very soon or even now because we've stepped into this kingdom. Thanks for listening.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.